Mesa may become the first city in the state to privatize its jail system. Last month, KJZZ reported on the city's efforts to solicit bids from private contractors, saying it would be a cost saver for the city. But Mesa got pushback from Maricopa County Sheriff Paul Penzone.
As we start to take the inmates out of the system, who are maybe those that come at a lesser cost, that lesser cost ultimately balances out the higher end expenses for the more violent, more dangerous inmates, those who require additional services, such as they're dealing with mental illness or drug addiction. So there has to be a balance. So I have a responsibility to be efficient, and then I'm hoping that my law enforcement partners are working with us to make sure that our long-term goals are aligned. On the surface right now, my concern is, will these, you know, we call them privatized prisons, but ultimately we're going to have detention centers and other resources. If they promote safety, if they're more efficient, effective, if they do things to reduce recidivism, then obviously that's a good thing. But if ultimately it is a money-generating proposition, which, you know, any kind of privatized company normally is, they're in it for profit, then do we have other factors that come into play, such as lobbying for longer sentences or lobbying for more strict laws on lesser crimes, where ultimately we're introducing people into the system and keeping them longer than we should?
Now, as Mesa's elected leaders are scheduled to vote on a three-year contract on Monday, the ACLU has filed a public records request for more details on the proposed contract with private prison operator CoreCivic, formerly known as CCA, Corrections Corporation of America. KJZZ's Lauren Gilger spoke with the executive director of the ACLU of Arizona, Alessandra Soler, and asked her, what is the ACLU looking for?
I think we'll learn a little bit more about the motivations behind this proposed contract. You know, I mean, obviously they're stating publicly that they want to reduce the public safety costs, but I think it's really important to know who's been driving this in terms of the behind-the-scenes communications with Mesa and with CoreCivic, you know, CCA, how much money they're planning on spending, you know, the costs. And this would be the first time that a local municipality would contract with CCA, and so to privatize a prison. And so I think the implications are serious, which is why we think it's important for the public to have full access to information, for them to be fully transparent about what their real motivations are.
So let's talk about those implications. If Mesa becomes the first city in the state to do this, what do you think could happen next?
Well, look, CCA is notorious for civil and human rights abuses in their jails and prisons across the country, including here in Eloy. I mean, the Eloy Detention Center has had 15 deaths since 2003. They are notorious for understaffing and trying to cut corners, not providing adequate medical and mental health to the inmates. And so it is extremely concerning that Mesa is thinking about now contracting out their jail system to a company that is primarily motivated by making a profit. I mean, this is exactly what they do. I mean, their goal is to lock up as many people as possible to make a profit.
But Mesa has said that using a private company for this could be a major money saver for them, and the cost of housing prisoners has gone up recently. So can you understand why they're looking for ways to cut costs?
I could certainly understand it. I don't think that it's the answer, and it's not certainly not the long-term solution to the rising criminal justice costs. You know, rather than privatizing their jail system, you know, Mesa should really be looking at other programs that actually over the long term are going to save them even more money. Diversion is much less expensive than jailing people, and investing in pretrial services is also less expensive, and then ultimately it's going to help improve public safety.
And your concerns about private prisons and CoreCivic, CCA, go far beyond the cost, right?
Definitely. I mean, I think the issues that we have been documenting, I know the ACLU in Idaho is the one that was involved in litigation against them. And just 3 months ago, a jury there found, you know, that CoreCivic had violated an inmate's right to be free from cruel and unusual punishment. And here in Eloy, I mean, Eloy, it's one of the deadliest immigration detention centers in the country. We've been documenting these concerns here for many, many years. So the concern is, because they're motivated by profit, and because they have this notorious record of violating people's human and civil rights, it's not in the best interest of the city and in the public.
And this isn't the same population necessarily that's in many of the other prisons that CoreCivic runs.
These are folks who, they are pretrial detainees. They're presumed to be innocent. Many of them are in custody because they can't afford to pay bail.
Mm-hmm.
And there have been local studies that have been done that a large percentage of the population that are in these local jails are people that cannot pay between $500 and $1,000 in bail. And so these are people who are poor, who are charged with minor offenses, and they're being locked up because they can't afford to post bond.
Alessandra Soler is the executive director of the ACLU of Arizona. Alessandra, thanks for coming on the show today.
Great. Thank you so much.
We reached out to the city of Mesa and Mesa PD, whose public information officer, Diana Williams, told us they could not confirm any information, quote, between the city of Mesa and Core Civic private jail contracts until it is reviewed by the city council, end quote. Again, that vote is scheduled for Monday. In addition, Detective Esteban Flores of Mesa PD told us, quote, as far as the ACLU's public records request, all I can say is that we've received it and are in the process of giving them a response.